As we start Advent today, our gospel points us to the second coming of Christ, when he comes in glory to judge the living and the dead at the end of time. Our minds might naturally go to the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. But is hell real? If hell isn't real, then God doesn't love us. Wait, what? I'll say it again. If hell isn't real, then God doesn't love us. How can I say that? Well, let me explain. First, we need to understand what heaven is. Heaven is being with God forever. God who is goodness, truth, beauty, love, joy, and many other things. Hell is being separated from God forever. Separated from goodness, truth, beauty, love, joy, and everything else that God is forever. We also need to understand what love is. Love is willing the good of the other. And willing requires choice, requires freedom. If there is no other option, then it's not really love. So, for example, if there's a gentle rain falling from a cloud into a forest, it's not that the cloud is loving the trees, even though it's providing something good for them, the water that they need to grow. But rather, the water is just too heavy in the cloud to stay there, and so it falls. There's no choice involved, and so there is no love. If a spouse or a parent were to take care of the other because they would fall into legal trouble if they didn't, or if it was because they were hired to do so, if it wasn't a free choice, then it's not love. But if they could choose otherwise, and yet choose to do so anyway, then it expresses the love that they have by taking care of the other. Love is a choice. And the most important choice or decision that we have to make while we are here on earth is whether or not we want to be with God forever in heaven. The way we live our lives is how we choose. But if everybody goes to heaven, regardless of what they do here on earth, then we're not really making a choice. We're not really free. And if we're not really free, then earth becomes meaningless, and God doesn't love us. Why? Because although there is some good here on earth, there's also a lot of suffering here on earth. And if everybody's going to heaven anyway, why bother with earth in the first place? Why not just create us straight into heaven so we can skip all of the suffering? If there was no other option than heaven, then earth makes no sense, and God must not love us. But if hell is real, then earth has meaning. Then it has a purpose. Then our time here isn't wasted. It's a time to make a choice of yes, being with God forever, or no, not being with God forever. God loves us and wants what's best for us. And he wants us to love him in return, but he doesn't force us to be with him. He doesn't force us to love him. If a man forced a woman to live with him, would we call that love? No, we would probably call it abduction and captivity. And so if God forced us into heaven, we couldn't call that love either. Since God loves us, he does warn us about the reality of hell. And he does this repeatedly in Scripture. For example, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 41 and 46, "Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.'" But that's not the only place in sacred scripture. Jesus also reveals through sacred scripture other places, such as Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, chapter 11, verse 23, chapter 13, verses 40 to 43, chapter 13, verses 49 to 50, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, chapter 16, verses 19 to 31, and there are actually many more in addition to that. but I think you got the point. Scripture scholars also say, from studying the scriptures, that Jesus actually talks about hell more than he talks about heaven. But if hell wasn't real, why would he be talking about it at all? Also, we know that we shouldn't lie, that lying is bad, that we are made for the truth. And lying hurts relationships. In fact, Pope Francis said in a recent Wednesday audience that where there are lies, there is no love. One cannot have love. So when Jesus tells us about hell, if hell isn't real, then he's lying to us. And if he's lying to us, then he doesn't love us. We say that Jesus does love us, and we say that his death on the cross is proof of that love for us. Because he gave this free choice of his. He has the power to lay down his life. He has the power to raise it up again. He freely gave of his life on the cross for the forgiveness of sins and our reconciliation with God. He did it to save us. But if there is no hell, then there's nothing to save us from. So why would he even do that? We couldn't say then that he would die on the cross out of love for us. Jesus also teaches us how we are to live our lives. But if hell isn't real, then how we live our lives doesn't make a difference. And yet, he talks quite a bit about how we ought to live our lives. The fact that he is teaching us so much about it indicates its importance. Even in our readings today, we are given exhortations to live rightly. We are told, conduct yourselves to please God. And we're also told, be vigilant at all times. But if we all go to heaven anyway, then it would be cruel to teach us to live a certain way when that way can be very difficult at times. I mean, why bother? If we're all going to heaven anyway, why even teach us all of this stuff? And so, if hell isn't real, then God doesn't love us. But God does love us. And he is trying to convince us, to persuade us, to choose to be with him forever in heaven. To live life here on earth so that we can be with him in heaven. To save us from hell. So let us choose heaven by choosing to live in union with God here on earth. And let us strengthen that union with God as we continue to celebrate the most Holy Eucharist.